Hello and welcome to the Draft Talk Podcast, your one-stop shop for all your NFL draft needs. And look, if you didn't already know, which I'm sure you did, here's the biggest hint you're going to get that it is well and truly draft season. Today, we are starting our top five series. That's right, bring it on. I've won. I'm very excited. Who is I? I hear you ask. I is Brian, your host. And ever, as ever, I'm joined by our two super scouts. It's Owen and Stu. How are you doing, guys?
Yeah, all good. Feeling a bit groggy today, but nothing like a bit of draft chat to cheer someone up.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm sure having a chat about defensive prospects and arguing will soon wake you out of that slumber, Owen. Let's get to it.
Absolutely. What could be more exciting? But yes, we're going to kick off our top five series, starting with defensive end for this year's draft class. So in case you didn't listen last year, or even if you did and you forgot, or if it's your first time round, welcome aboard the Good Ship Draft Talk Podcast. This is how it's going to work. Owen and Stu have done all the work. They've watched all the tapes. They've looked at all the measurables. They've read all the pre-draft tea leaves. And they've ranked these players five up to one. One being the top dog, numero uno, the best player, in their opinion, at this position. Yes, defensive end. Let's get going. So without further ado, Stu, I'll give you the honour of kicking off first. Give us your number five defensive end prospect, please.
Don't know how much of an honour this is, because I must admit, out with one, two, three, I did struggle a little bit with the defensive prospects. I find it quite difficult to rank these guys and piece together who was the top guy in that next kind of tier of players. But at number five, I'm going to start at Penn State. But I'm not going to start with a Penn State guy that I might go with. I don't know. But for me, it's Adisa Isaac, the edge rusher from Penn State, is my number five. 6'4", 274 pounds, nearly 34-inch arms. And for me, when I watched Penn State, I was probably more impressed with him than I was with his teammate. I think he's got someone who's got a good combination of traits, tools, and a high motor. He's a leader on that team. He's a captain. I think he recognises plays well. I think he is a good outside rusher with a good outside rushing lane. I think he's probably more of a 3-4 rush linebacker than a defensive end. His effort is off the scale for me. I think he does go around the outside more, but can dip inside well. He plays through the whistle the whole time. His sack production has increased year upon year. He's gone 2, 2, 4, and 8. So you can see that that's that trajectory as well. I think he's a little bit leaner in the lower body, which I think he finds difficult to sometimes drive with his legs a little bit. And he needs a bit more of that speed to power that some of the other guys further up on the rankings have. But he's a prospect I really like. So for me, Adisa Isaac is number five.
Yeah, so for me, Adisa Isaac is number eight, I believe. Let's just check it. 8. I can count as well. I like him, and there will be a theme that develops over the top four and top the fourth and the fifth spot here, I think, where we're going to differ, because I kind of thought that coming in that we just have different tastes in players. So Adisa Isaac is a player I think's got an NFL ready frame. He fits it well, got decent mass, and he's got the physical profile to buy into. But for me, he's a pass rusher that wins almost exclusively with power. He's got relentless strength. He's got that profile. He's got the motor. He's got the pursuit. And he's also able to attack the inside shoulder and get around the outside, which is better than some of the other players in this class. But for me, he lacked a bit of variety in his pass rushing attack. But what he does do, he does extremely well. And he's extremely consistent with it. It's just that lack of maybe top-end athleticism, the lack of bend and flexibility. And I felt like he was a little bit late to recognise sometimes where he was late to deploy moves and missed some opportunities. And they say his production has increased year on year, but there's an abundance of pressures that haven't been converted into sacks, which isn't necessarily a problem when you've got someone like Trop Robinson on the other side. But for me, he was just, not just, but he's a player that just wins with power. And as you'll see, I tend to go for players who win with athleticism if I'm going to bank on a trait later on, which is where I think we'll differ.
Lovely stuff. Well, there we go. We've had Stu's number five. So, Oren, I'll come to you. Who's your number five?
So my number five is Darius Robinson from Missouri. And it's difficult to know where to place Darius Robinson. He spent 3 years playing on the interior of the defensive line at Missouri and flexed out to the kind of defensive end role in 2023. But handled that transition really well. And that versatility to play across the defensive line, I really like. Here, he could have quite easily been in the defensive tackle episode because he's 6'5", 284. He weighs a lot more than a lot of the edge rushers that we're going to be talking about here. But I think he projects best as a defensive end rather than an edge, a pure like linebacker edge or the interior. So he's a difficult one to place, but I've put him here with the edges. With Darius Robinson, you're buying into traits, and basically that's what I've chosen to do here at five. He's got the NFL build because of that size, the height, weight, speed combo. Absolutely insane athlete. Strong power profile as well, which I really liked to pair with that athleticism, which is why I kind of preferred him. And he can overwhelm with that play strength. Got the long arms as well, which allow him to extend and stack and shed blocks. And he can attack opponents' chest and disrupt the pocket with his hand placement. So I think there was a lot to like there, but he is a pure developmental project. And while he is an athlete, he can play a little tight, especially in the hips. He doesn't have the flexibility of bends to turn the corner or the edge. But I think if you get him in the right situation, somewhere like the Lions, who place people anywhere, or even somewhere like the Eagles, who can develop defensive linemen who have opportunities to play, doesn't have to play every down, he can develop into a really good prospect. And say he's got that size of a tweener, and there'll be debate over which role he'll play. But for me, he'll project best as a defensive end at the next level.
Yeah, I think he's more that kind of five technique type player, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think he, again, this just shows how difficult that 4-3-8-9-10 might be, because I think he was probably about my number seven, if I would check. So again, he's someone who there was a lot of buzz just coming into that combine time as well. I think he is someone who has that huge, big power profile. You know, he's obviously played more interior. You're right, Owen. I think he is a little bit stiff on that bend. So I think that, you know, standing him up and rushing him on the outside is not going to be what is going to be useful for him. I think he's going to be slightly more closer inside that defensive line than a wide alignment. And I think he's maybe just not as explosive as some of the other guys for me. And that's what maybe ranked him a bit down. But I find him quite difficult to place as well. I didn't know. Yep. I think he is an edge. That's why I've got him in with the edge group rather than the defensive tackles, which we'll get to in another episode. But good player, and I can see him going, you know, late day one, early day two kind of range.
Yeah, it just goes to show outside of however we rank one, two, and three, because they'll be the same players. It's just a bit like a flavour elsewhere, because it does drop off in terms of talent, and then it's just about going for what you like. And Darius Robinson to me just had a little bit of everything, and I can see how he becomes a really good NFL player, so that's why I've gone for him at five.
Good stuff. Stu, we'll go back to you. We've done the number five, so who's your number four?
I don't know if it's going to be a little bit of a surprise for Owen or not. Who knows what we're going to go for here. Jonah Ellis.
I guess.
I've told you.
I would have guessed him.
You would have.
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we've been doing this together for too long now. Yeah. I think it's for me, Jonah Ellis from Utah is my number four. I think he's someone who is very explosive from the line of scrimmage. I think he's physical and tough in the run game. Although he's not the biggest guy, he gives his absolute all. He's a relentless pursuer. He does not give up on a play. He will run and chase someone down, hunt them down all day long. I think he's got quite a nice developed mix of pass rush moves. He's really one of those guys who he's high IQ, football through and through kind of guys. He understands what's happening at the line of scrimmage. I think he is maybe someone that we talked about just in the last, a little bit tight maybe at times on the bend. But he can also, he's maybe not the biggest guy. And sometimes when he's up against a really big, strong tackle, he sometimes can get a little bit overwhelmed with power. But for me, effort, relentlessness, ability to play on all three downs. I think Jonah Ellis from Utah is a player I really, really like.
Yeah, he's 6'1", 243. So he is the smallest of the guys that we're going to talk about here, which is why I ranked him down a bit. He was just one ahead of Atisa Isaac for me. So he came in at number 7 because if you're smaller, then your game is to win with strength, then there's just a little bit of disconnect there for me. Although he's extremely physical, he's tough, he's relentless, he's extremely grippy as well, got overwhelming strength profile, to be fair to him, in Utah, but we're projecting to the next level, right? And he's, like you said, good arsenal of skill moves. And I think he's, like we've been saying, one of those true defensive ends who can defend the run rather than a pure wide alignment edge rusher because of that lack of athleticism to turn the corner and consistently rush the passer. For me, was inconsistent. I didn't think there was any twitch to his game, and he was very rigid and no real natural bend or flexibility to his game, which is fine, but you can't expect players to do everything. But for our edge, if you're going to play every down, then you do have to be able to mix things up. And for me, struggled when double teamed as well, when that's when that strength comes into it. And they often, I noticed, put a tight end over his side because he wasn't able to turn round both the tackle and the tight end because of that lack of athleticism. So I just struggled with this, with that lack of athleticism. And when I'm just not sure about a player, I'll go back to the traits that the NFL tend to like, which is athleticism.
Yeah, just for me, very much the one who like these guys who are just absolute animals, you know, just keep going and relentless. And I could, you know, teams like the Lions, the Steelers, that kind of team is where he's going to make his money. Is playing for a team like that who knows how to deploy him and really just likes these football guys. He's from a big football family. Okay. You know, so that kind of teams will be the kind of teams that are going to be interested in Jonah Ellis. And I think, again, for me, probably is going to go kind of that top end of day two kind of range. I don't think he's going to be a day one player. I just can't see that happening. But again, when we're looking at players that this is an exercise in who we like as well as what, you know, there is definitely going to be differences in who myself and Owen pick. There's going to be agreements and disagreements. And that's what it's going to be like for NFL teams as well, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And we're about to see the NFL bloodlines are there. He's got brothers in the league, and what could really help him out where a lot of this draft process is trying to figure out the character and who is the player, which we really don't have any insight on at all. So we're just marking the traits in the film. But he's a player you're not really going to have to do much work on, because if you're a team where his brother plays for the Eagles and there's one at the Falcons as well, right?
Yeah.
If you're one of those teams and needs an edge and you're wanting to try and get one on day two, then you don't really have to look very far. You know that he's going to come in and have the right character. You're not going to have to worry about that, which could really help him out.
Yeah, I think it just shows that me and you are never going to run a front office together, are we?
Not yet. We shall see. But yeah, all right, let's have your number 4, please.
Yeah, so my number 4 is Chop Robinson. No surprise there, really. And this is just an athlete. There's nothing else really to Chop Robinson apart from athleticism. And when I was going through, I should say here, I'm not particularly happy having Chop Robinson at number 4. But the class does drop off significantly, and it's, for me, it was difficult to see anyone else jumping him because of those freakish traits that he has. He's just got rare athleticism that was absolutely overwhelming in college. But as I said, he wins exclusively through athleticism at the moment, where he's just one step ahead. Now, that's, you're able to win like that in college when you've got, you know, when you play for Penn State, you've got Atisa Isaac on the other side of you, but you are going to have to develop. There's no doubt about it. But I think he has the traits too. I think he can be a pure wrecking ball when he wants to. The lower body flexibility and bend is borderline elite. It, very low rusher, that means he can create leverage by attacking under the pads, and he's got speed for days. His explosive first step just nullifies slower offensive tackles. Say that great athleticism, he can even cross the face to explode into the pocket when he needs to. The pass rush isn't diverse. He's also a little bit smaller. I think he's going to have to put on some weight, but this is a project that an NFL team, I think, will go, let's just get him in the building. A team like the Eagles, and I actually go by what the comp would be for me, going back to a player like Jason Owe or Ojabo. You know, I can see a team like the Ravens, if who just you add them to the room rather than them be the guy straight away, because he's going to really he needs to learn how to play the position, but he's got all the tools to be great at the position. Needs to become more refined, needs to play with more control, because he just lacks polish, really, and say he struggles against bigger guys because he's just a pure athlete. But I'm just buying into the traits with Trop Robinson, and really he's only here because I didn't particularly like the others being able to jump in with that profile.
Trop Robinson scares me.
Yeah, he scares me too. But the others do too.
Yeah. Chop is either going to be amazing or fizzle out. I think that there is
boom or bust.
Yeah, I think he's really, really boom or bust. And maybe I do, a bit more of a safe player. And you know these guys who can play the position. And know Chop Robinson, without being on kite, he seems just wild when he's playing. Yeah. You know, he's just so explosive and he just goes whizzing past people. But I'm not sure he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's yes, this guy's going to be playing at the NFL. Of course, he knows how to play football. But I think he just goes right. I'm faster and quicker than this boy. He's just getting done a deed. Some of the offensive tackles in the NFL are a bit more savvy than that. You know, your guys like the top elite guys like a Trent Williams. Okay, this guy's faster than me. Well, I'm just going to do X, Y, and Z and just completely stymie him. So yeah, I think he needs to go to a team that's got a plan to develop Chop Robinson, and understand what they've got there, and have a good D-line coach who's going to teach him what to do and when to do it. Because if they do, they've got a hell of a player on their hands. But Chop scares me a little bit, so he's not in my top five for that reason.
No, I knew he wouldn't be. He just needs to go to a place that has established guys, and he's going to be the next one up. He isn't going to be someone who explodes in year one. I'd be surprised if that was to happen. This is a project that you look at in 3 years' time and go, that's why we picked him.
Yeah, and I think it's actually going to be good for him, that because the teams that draft later on tend to be the better teams. You know, he's not going to be someone who's drafted at 3, 4, 5, 6 top 10 range where the less good teams are picking, you know, so he might be at a better team who do have a plan to use him and have guys in the building already, so he doesn't need to play from day one.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. Bit of a prospect there. Okay, let's go to someone who you can both, well, you can obviously talk about everyone, but yeah. Let's kick off with your number three prospect.
Yeah, so these top three now are the real players, because these are guys who are going to be able to impact in year one, on day one, and all three should be top 20 picks, I would say. At number three for me is Laiatu Latu from UCLA, but I think you could rank these three in any order and I'd be absolutely fine with it. He is number three for me because of the injuries, which have been spoken about extensively. We've spoken about them at all. Had to medically retire from the game at Washington, transferred to UCLA and had an absolute breakout. He's just pro ready. Great size, much better athleticism than we expected, which is good. Tick the box. Extremely strong, powerful hands, gets off his blocks against the run as well. Elite tackler. Players just don't escape him, whether he's pursuing or going after the quarterback. Extremely technical, extremely refined, deep pass rush, skill moves. The dip and rip is just excellent. And a player who plays with the right mentality. And we'll go back to the word again, which I've used a couple of times here, is he is just relentless. The work ethic is off the charts, and the versatility comes into it as well. You say he's number three for me because I couldn't rank him above the other two because of the medicals, and he isn't the speediest of rushers. His testing was absolutely fine. There's no concerns there at all, but he's not the speediest, which means that some sacks get left on the field because of that, and he can be a step slow at times, but nothing that I'm worried about at all. It can work on the accuracy of his hand placement, I felt, but really got no concerns with Laiatu Latu transferring into the next level, and I think he'll be able to get multiple sacks as a rookie.
Yeah, I think Laiatu Latu is the most refined pass rusher coming into the draft,
yeah,
isn't he?
Most complete.
Yeah, I mean, he has all the moves that you want to see. A lot of pass rushers come in with a bit of speed and maybe a couple of moves that Laiatu Latu can do everything, but he can also counter as well. You know, if his first plan doesn't work, he doesn't panic. Okay, I've got another move that I can go to. I've got another, you know, and sometimes the tackles don't have enough counters to deal with his counters because he's that well refined. You know, 13 and 11 sacks in his last two seasons is more than ample. I know we don't always talk about sacks, but it is something you can hang your hat on a stats board. He maybe doesn't anchor as well against the run as some other people do, but I think he's plenty good enough against the run. And I'd say he's quick, but not explosive. I think that's probably how I would describe him. Although he did test, as you know, probably better than we thought, and that's probably good enough for him, you know, to cement his place in this draft.
Yeah.
Medicals is going to be the concern, isn't it? There's nothing we've heard about medicals yet. I've not seen anything. I've not heard anything coming from him. So maybe that's a good sign. We don't know yet, but some teams will write off that medical concern. This is someone who had to retire from college football before he was given a second chance at UCLA. But yeah, I really do like that. Oh, I didn't tell you where I ranked him, did I? There. Two.
Okay.
There we go.
I think it's just going to be these top three are fairly close, and they're quite clearly the guys in this class.
Absolutely. So we've had Owais number three. So Stu, let's have yours, please.
I wonder if this is going to be Owais number one. Dallas Turner.
It will be.
Dallas Turner. There we go. Our decisions are different, and we can probably predict who we're going to have as each other. Yeah, for me, Dallas Turner is number three, but it's a very close 1-2-3. And I did spend a lot of time trying to work out which order I was going to have this in. I think he is someone who is on the upward trajectory, isn't he? You know, he was the number two back guy behind Will Anderson, but he really came into his own this year as the main man for Alabama. 10 sacks this year. He's long, he's rangy, he's athletic, he's got all the traits you want in the world. His broad jump vertical, 10-yard split, 40-yard, were all greater than the 90th percentile. I mean, that's as much as you could want, really, from anyone. I think he sometimes struggles a little bit with taking angles when he's coming from a narrower set. I think using him to win with his speed from a 7 or a wide 9, he's much, much better. He's got elite closing burst. I think he's maybe just not as strong as some of the other guys.
Yep.
And he needs to maybe increase his pass move repertoire a little bit, but right coach and right scheme, he could be absolutely flying.
Yeah, so Dallas Turner is my top ranked edge rusher. He is 6'2", 247 pounds, so he is smaller than the others, which comes into that strength that you were talking about there, Stu. But I think he is a pure speed rusher who is elusive when rushing in space. He's a pursuer, bursty explosiveness, which was demonstrated at the combine, on borderline elite athletic testing. He's a player who's got all the tools, but also has the production and the ability to win inside and out. I think he's going to be more of a 3-4 outside linebacker right now, but we'll need to kind of grow and add to that weight and add to the strength to be able to really compete in the NFL trenches, which is going to be completely different to what he experienced at Alabama. But his ability to get low, he's flexible, he's bendy, and that speed to power rushing that generates power through his burst and the hand placement that's really punchy. So he has all the traits to buy into, as well as the on-field play, and I think this is the type of edge rusher that normally goes early. He is still raw despite all of that, and say he's small and he looks small on film, and I still think he's developing his pass rush plan right now, which still needs to be developed, but I think he has the ability to step up right away and carry on the trajectory and the improvement which he's shown year on year at Alabama.
There we go. Well, if you've done the maths, if you've kept up, if you've marked them off your scorecards, you realise we've only got one left. Stu, as he's your number one, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, to the surprise of probably no one who's listened to this podcast over the last few years and know our tendencies, it's Jared Verse from FSU. He's somebody that I loved last year, and I would have had him ranked edge one last year as well. But he decided to come back to school, and I think he thought they had a really good shot at a national championship, didn't he? I think that was what he was thinking. So he was someone who was a transfer. He was an absolute dominant player at Albany, and he made the step up to FSU. He's twitchy, he's compact, he's really explosive, he can dominate at the point of attack. He diagnoses plays well. He avoids being swallowed up by tackles, even bigger tackles. He can slip and get away from them. His speed to power conversion is really very good, and he's got a really good bull rush. He's got an explosive first step. I think he's got plenty bend enough in him. He's not the bendiest, but he can bend reasonably well to get quite a tight arc around those tackles. I think he looked quite good at the, I don't even know what the drill is, they call it the combine, but the one when it's like a figure of eight and they're going around and they drop the, you know, he was tight enough around that as well. He's a really good run defender as well. I think he's probably the best of the three in the run defense game for me. For one thing, for me, I think he maybe needs to work a little bit on his wrap-ups at tackles. Latu is definitely much better at completing his tackles than Versus. And the other one as well, sometimes I find if an offensive lineman who's really strong gets that first thump into his chest, he can struggle to reset himself a little bit for me. But I think we all have these players that we really like. And despite all the noise, you come back to them again, don't you? And for me, that's Jared Verse.
Yeah, a safe pair of hands and a player that you're going to trust instantly. Say, played for Albany, didn't have a single FBS offer and when he went to Albany, and then transferred to Florida State and was a track athlete in his younger days. It would have been a top 10 pick in 2022, and it's probably dropped a little bit since then in terms of, it could be a little bit of fatigue there because we've now spoken about him for two cycles because he was expected to declare. But yeah, first step is speedy, sideline to sideline speed, violent first step. So I've got no concerns about his movement really. I think he's got acute anticipation, timing to get off the ball when the ball is snapped. It's really good, converts speed to power. Really good skill moves that will allow him to win inside and out, whether he's attacking the inside shoulder or bending around the edge, and the great strength profile as well, which means he can mix everything up. I think he's someone who wins more with power than with speed, but that's not necessarily a problem because of how good he is at it. But he also has the ability to win with speed, so he combines the both. And relentless pursuit, it's on scout report, that word relentless has shown up a lot of times with this group. But yeah, it's the physicality, it's the aggression, it's the violence. He's just made the right way, and I don't think he really has much else to work on. I just don't think he has the ceiling that Dallas Turner does, which I think is fair. But I think he would probably be the best instant starter between him and Dallas Turner. And because I think it will be close. Latu is viewed with these, but will go later simply because of those medicals. So yeah, you're looking at Turner and versus the top two off the board, and it's just going to be a matter of what defensive line coaches and NFL coaches like. Do you want the athleticism, or do you want the raw power that Verse offers?
There we go. So there's seven players mentioned there. Obviously, there's plenty that are going to get picked. Is there a couple of guys that we've missed off you want to quickly mention?
Yeah, so I'll mention a player that I think I'm higher on than a lot of people, which is Braylon Trice from Washington. Seems to have dropped off a bit. Weighed in the combine at 245 pounds while being 6 foot four. Dropped, I think it was 25 pounds he dropped to get at the combine.
It was a big drop because he was a big end.
Yeah, dropped it to run well and have good athletic testing, and then didn't, which is worrying. But for me, he's a heavy edge anyway, who's extremely productive, pure power, and just has a really good understanding of the game. Fantastic motor. I think, yeah, he's more of a power guy, and he's not overly flexible, but I think he has kind of the know-how to be productive at the next level, and I think he'd be a really good pickup on day two.
Yeah, he was someone who was mocked at late day one, wasn't he, for quite a while? But that seems to have dropped off a little bit recently. But teams who pick him up on day two, again, he was probably the one person I would think of that we haven't kind of covered. And yeah, I do really like Braylon Trice. I think that there's definitely a role for him at the next level.
Yeah, Chris Braswell as well from Alabama, who played opposite Dallas Turner. I'm not in love with, but people like him. He's one of those pure power players. Fits in that category. Really good on intelligence and anticipation, but isn't the most athletic, which means his ceiling's limited for me. But he'll probably be a round two player.
Stu, anyone you want to mention quickly?
I think we've probably covered most of the guys. I know there's a lot of chat about Freeland from my Miss College one.
Marshall Neeland.
Yeah, Neeland. Yeah,
Western Michigan, isn't it?
Western Michigan. Yeah, there's a lot of chatter about him being in that. Yeah. I've seen him in a lot of that kind of top 50s. I'm not sure I saw just enough of him to be convinced that he's going to break into that top elite ones, but he's a name
you
to
want
watch.
Something else for. When you're playing at that level.
Yeah, I mean, he's
that little bit more.
Yeah, he should be a bit more dominant, I would think. You know, if you wanted to be playing at that a lesser level than some of these other guys, you wanted him to be more dominant, and I don't think he was as dominant as, you know, we sometimes see these guys come from small schools, but they've absolutely obliterated the opposition, and you can see, okay, yeah, we can see the traits there. But he's a guy who's getting a lot of chatter, and I'd suspect a day two call will be beckoning for him as well.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, I guess we'll quickly touch on I was looking back at last year's class, pretty hefty class for the sort of defensive end, pass rushers, 6 or 7 going in the first round, depending on how you classify who plays where. How many do you sort of see going first round this year? Is it as strong as last year's class, or?
I think there'll be I think a definite 4.
Mm-hmm.
With the top 3 we mentioned, and I think Chop Robinson will be a first round player as well, because someone will take a gamble on his traits. I can see a lot of these guys kind of going in that 35 to 50 range.
Yeah,
I think. But what do you think, Wayne?
Yeah, I mean, 3 for definite. I'm not even sure I'm convinced by 4, really. I think Chop Robinson is the exact type of player who goes in the first round, but this is a very good class. And
yeah, there's a lot of other
needs that would I rather pick something. It depends how the board falls for Chop Robinson. He's going to be on the cusp. I think if he does, it'll be in the 20s and probably late 20s. But then you look at the teams that are drafting there, and you think Ravens probably don't need to, Chiefs probably don't need to, 49ers probably don't need to. So it's just a matter of trying to find the fit. Because I think the Bills probably could do with someone drafting late there, but I'm not
with
sure.
All the needs you want to pick there though as well, don't you?
Yeah, but there just isn't a complete team that has the ability to go and draft Chop Robinson over. So I think 3 for definite, but I think Darius Robinson has a really good chance of going in the first round. But say we've placed him in the edge rushers here, but he's a defensive lineman, really. He has a chance. I think a team like the Lions will be extremely interested in Darius Robinson.
I just think someone's going to just love that athleticism from Chop and take a punt.
Yeah, I do too. It's just, I think it all depends on, for a lot of teams, it'll be the guy that we really liked is gone. Let's take this guy.
So I guess quickly as well, guys, before we finish, can you quickly run through your 5 up to 1 to remind the lovely listeners/viewers who you've got?
Yeah, so for me, at five, I had Darius Robinson from Missouri. At four, I had Chop Robinson from Penn State. At three, I had Liatu Latu from UCLA. Two was Jared Verse from Florida State. And Dallas Turner was my top-ranked edge rusher from Alabama.
And I had Adis Isaac from Penn State at five, Jonah Ellis from Utah at four, Dallas Turner at three from Alabama, Liatu Latu of UCLA at two, and at the top, Jared Verse from Florida State.
Lovely stuff. Well, thank you very much. There we have it. It's a couple of defensive ends for you guys that you're all clued up on now. And look, if you're a fan of defensive linemen, look no further. Coming up in our next episode, we're going to switch inside to the tackles and get that all sorted for you. So there we go. We'll see you then. Take care and thanks for listening.